Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves at the bottom of Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, 11a, and this is our last recording in the first chapter of Moed Katan. We're going to finish the first chapter today, so very exciting. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. From the bottom of the page, which is the end of the first parak, we are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 lines up. And we are discussing the last line of the last mission of the parak, which says, as it's quoted here in the Gemara, Kvashin, preserved foods, Shehu yachol le'echol ba'moed, that you're able to eat on the festival. Kovshan, you can preserve them on the festival. Usually preserving is an act that is done for the long term, so you're doing it for after the festival. And the general rule is you're not allowed to do things on Chol HaMoed for the sake of after Chol HaMoed. However, in this case, since you may be able to eat some of the preserved foods on Chol HaMoed, you can preserve them. The question is, on how much limitation? Can you preserve as much food as you want to? Does it have to only be the amount that you can eat or that you intend to eat on Chol HaMoed? What are the rules? Okay, so here the Gemara is going to begin by telling us a story. The story says, "Bidita lebay kavre." The exact meaning of these words is not exactly clear. Either Bidita is the name of a river called the Bidita River, or it's a shorthand version for Pumpadita, which was a city in Bavel. And there was a river there, lebay, which overflowed. Its lebay might also be the name of a place, or else it means lebay kavre. Overflowed with fish. So there was some kind of a flood, and there were a lot of fish that got left over on the banks. So Azil Kule Alma, the whole town, the whole world went out to collect the fish because this was a tremendous opportunity. A lot of free fish were available, easy to catch on the banks of the river. Aitu Kavra, they brought the fish home, and then they had to ask a shaila. So they asked Rava, who was the rabbi there. And Sharaluhu Rava permitted them, Lemimlach Minaihu, to salt some of the fish, to salt them away for the long-term eating. Amar le'abai, so Abai said to Rava, V'hatnan, but we learn in the Mishnah, Kvashin shehu yachol le'echol mehen b'moed, only preserve food that you can eat on the moed can you preserve, Kovshan. And you are allowing them, they collected tons and tons of fish, you're allowing them to salt away this fish. Clearly, much of that fish is not going to be eaten on the festival. It's going to be safer after the festival, especially because you only salted some of the fish. So the stuff that's fresh is what you're going to eat first, and the salted fish is clearly going to be left for later. So Rava said back to him, this is version one of the story. This is the first answer. Amar le Rava says to him, Kevan de me'ikara adata da achila etnehu. Since in the beginning when they collected all the fish, the intention was for them to eat them. V'ishavik lehu, now they have too many fish to eat. They didn't know how many fish they were going to get, but they gathered them to eat them. Now they see that they have way more fish than they can eat this week. If they leave them over, ishavik lehu, if they leave them over, pasdei. It's going to be a loss. They have all these fish that are going to spoil. So it's kipragmatia ha'avedame. It's like a business deal that is an irretrievable loss. So they own all these fish, and the fish are going to spoil. That's considered a loss. Vishare, therefore, it is permitted for them to forestall the loss by salting them away. This is kind of like a way of getting around the prohibition. Like, because what you could say is you weren't really allowed to gather all the fish. You should only gather enough fish that you can eat on Yontif. But b'di'eved, now that you gathered all the fish, since you own them already, now will be a loss if you don't preserve them. The Ika de Amri, another version of the story, which has a different outcome, says as follows. Sharilahu Rava Meitzad. Rava permitted them to go collect the fish, meaning they asked the shaila in the beginning. So then he went and collected the fish. Mezel atayu umimlach. They went and got the fish, and then they salted them. So the difference in the two stories is in the first example, they went to gather the fish without asking a shaila, and then he permitted them to salt them. In this case, they asked the shaila that allowed them to go gather the fish, but then they salted it without asking a shaila. Amar le Abai. So Abai said to him, V'ha'anan kvashin shu yachol le'chol mehen. But we learned in a Mishnah, should probably say v'hatanan, we learned in a Mishnah, that you can only preserve that which you can eat on Moed, Kovshan. That's what you can preserve. And Tanan there is written at the end. Amar le, so Rava responded to him, Hani nami, here too, mit'akle agav itzisa. He gives a different answer. He goes, these salted fish can be eaten on the Moed agav itzisa by pressing them. meaning you're assuming that they're only going to eat the fresh fish. But I'm telling you that even though it's some kind of a legal fiction, even the salted fish are available for eating on the festival, even though you just salted them and they haven't dried out yet, so to speak. Kihad Shmuel, like that of Shmuel, avdule shitin itzitzeva achal, he took a piece of recently salted fish, he squeezed it out 60 times and washed it and whatever, like he, you know, got as much salt off as he could, va'achal, and then he ate it. So in theory, at least, any of those preserved fish could be eaten on the festival. Now, I would still think that you should only be able to connect as much fish as you could plausibly eat, like if you ate at breakfast, lunch, dinner during the holiday, and that collecting more than that is a legal fiction that doesn't bear scrutiny. But it seems like Rava was very makil for the people, maybe because he had a rachmanis on them, that, you know, here they had all this free food and he didn't want to take it away from them. I am not sure. We have an additional story about this. Rava ikla lebei reish kalu. So Rava once went to the house of the exilarch, the head of the Jewish community in Bavel. Avdile shitin itzitzeva achal, and they took preserved fish. They squeezed it out 60 times of all the salt, and they ate it. So we see that even salted food can be eaten on the festival, and therefore, in theory, it is permitted to salt it on the festival. In similar to this, now we're kind of getting into the end of the chapter, so we just have a few sort of random anecdotes about fish. Rav ikle lebei Rav. Rav went once to the house, lebei Rav Shapir. He went to the house of Rav Shapir. Aitu lekamai, who they brought before them, that is Rav and Rav Shapir. Hahu kavra, a certain fish, must have been a large fish. Tilta bishula, half of the, a third of the fish was broiled. Tilta milcha, a third of the fish was salted. Vitilta ta, I'm sorry, tilta bishula means boiled. Tilta milcha means salted. Vitilta tavia, and a third was broiled. So this giant fish was prepared in three different ways, but apparently all three of them were edible. Even the salty part was edible, I guess, if you pressed out the salt. So they had the fish prepared three different ways that they ate. The last part of our chapter is four stories that were told to Rav by this seemingly non-Jewish fellow named Ada Tzaida. He was the fishmonger named Ada. So he was a certain expert, a local expert in fishing, and he gave four pieces of advice or explanation to Rav about fish. Keeping in mind that this is the advice of a fisherman from the 4th century CE, because the advice does not necessarily seem to be good advice to us. Here's what he says. Amar Rav. Rav says, Amar li Ada Tzaida. This is what Ada the fisherman said to me. Kavra samuch lemisrche male. The best time to eat fish is right before it becomes putrid. So this is obviously not a good idea. This is an easy way to get food poisoning and have to go to the hospital. And even Tosfot knows this. Tosfot says right away, Ubizman hazeh tofsim sakana. He goes, it seems to us, and now Tosfot is writing, you know, it's 1,000 years later. He says, this is a very dangerous thing to do. You should definitely not eat fish right before it spoils. And he gives a number of possible explanations for what it means. Either it's a different kind of fish, a particular kind of fish, or maybe back then it was different. Or maybe he doesn't really mean right before it gets spoiled, but just that you should not eat it right away. You should let it soften a little before you eat it. But in any case, I do not advise eating food right before it spoils, but that was Ada's advice. V'amar Rav, here's the second piece of advice. Amar li Ada Tzaida, Ada the fisherman said to me, Kavra, fish, this is the best way to eat fish. And he gives him a sort of a folksy saying, Tavya be'achuha. Boil it or broil it with its brother. What's the brother of fish? That's the thing that it lives with. So it lives with the salt in the sea. So broil it with salt. Asuke bavuha. Put it with its father. What's its father? The thing that it came out of. In other words, the water. Michle bibare. Eat it with its son. That is the thing that comes out of it, which is fish brine. It comes out of the fish itself. And ashteale avuha. And then drink after it its father. Again, referring to water. So in a very colorful way, he says, broil it with salt, put it in water, eat it with brine, and then drink water afterwards. And he calls these things its brother, its father, and its son. Okay, v'amar Rav, and Rav said, a third piece of advice I got from him, amar li Ada Tzaida, Ada the fisherman said to me, kavra, when you're eating fish, tichle, which is a kind of a vegetable, a cress, v'chelba, and dairy or milk, when you're eating these three, and I don't know if you're eating them separately or together, but these are foods that I guess make you feel heavy afterwards. Certainly chelba does, but they're foods that fill you up. I'm not exactly sure what they're referring to, but Ada's advice, which I think is actually good advice, liton gufa, they're good for the body to carry, velo liton puria, but they're not good for the body to carry to bed. In other words, after you eat a big dinner of fish, watercress, or dairy, you should go for a walk and don't go to bed right away. If you go to bed right away, you're going to have problems. Now, which problems are you going to have? According to some commentaries, they increase semen production, so you might end up having a problem of an emission at night, or perhaps they knew that you would get indigestion if you went to bed right after a big meal. So he says, go for a walk before you go to bed. And I think that's actually very good advice. That's what I would do. V'amar Rav. Rav said, finally, the fourth piece of advice. Amar li Ada tzayda. I was told by Ada the fisherman, kavra tachle v'chelba, the same group of things, fish, cress, and milk. Maya velo shichra, better to drink it with water, better to eat it by drinking with while drinking water and not beer. And better shichra, better to drink it with beer, velo chamra, and not with wine. In other words, the best thing to drink with your meal is water, which is also advice that I pretty much agree with. Hadran alach mashkin beit hashlachin, hadran alach mashkin beit hashlachin, hadran alach mashkin beit hashlachin. We've completed the first chapter of Moed Katan, and our next recording will start the second chapter on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Bet 11b. Yashar Koach, and have a wonderful day.